This is intended to be an introduction to the Hanukkah Minute, which will be a daily series of thoughts regarding Hanukkah, which will provide you the opportunity to have Hanukkah really make a difference in your life. Hanukkah is a very challenging holiday. If you think about it, we only have a couple of very brief practices. We light the menorah, and one hopes that lighting the menorah is a meaningful activity, but very often with our daily schedules and with our families scattered, with our other commitments, the menorah lighting itself doesn't really seem to move us or inspire us. And then we have the practice of adding the Al Hanisim paragraph during benching, Birkas HaMazon, and during the Shmona Esrei at Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. Other than that, we don't really have a lot of Hanukkah activities, Hanukkah behaviors or customs. The foods are fine. They give us a sense that it's Hanukkah. Trading gifts, nice. It's not necessarily a Jewish practice. It has become that. We have a sense that it's borrowed perhaps from the culture around us. Nothing really wrong with expressing love or respect for each other or appreciation by giving gifts. But there's not really a lot of opportunity on Hanukkah to get something from the Yom Tov. And if you think about it, a Jew would want to be able to leave Hanukkah having developed some new insight or awareness of Hashem or of himself as a Jew or of the Jewish people. It would be odd, kind of weird, for us to go through an eight-day festival and have no different view of ourselves or of God or of the world than we had at the beginning. So that's the goal of the Hanukkah Minute. How can we make Hanukkah count? What kind of practices or exercises can we bring to the scene so that Hanukkah ends up really making a difference for us and so that we end up really serving God by our observance of Hanukkah? Just another thought before we go into the practical Hanukkah minutes. Hanukkah is instituted by the sages. Purim and Hanukkah are the two holidays put on the Jewish calendar by the sages. It is reasonable to assume that the sages established these two holidays because they provide a strength or a source of strength for the Jewish people to exist during its diaspora experience. Both Purim and Hanukkah deal with forms of a diaspora experience. Purim, of course, occurred in Persia during our first exile. And Hanukkah, while the story develops in the Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael, while we had a Beis HaMikdash, it represents a kind of a spiritual exile or a challenge of a spiritual or intellectual exile where Greek wisdom and Hellenism almost infiltrated or significantly infiltrated the Jewish people and was resisted both militarily as well as ideologically. And Hanukkah represents the Jewish people's ability to resist taking from and adopting the approach to life of other systems at the expense of the Torah's approach to life, which is God's approach to life. So Hanukkah is really an important holiday, and in Hanukkah lies the key to not only Jewish survival, but what I like to call Jewish thrival, the thriving of the Jewish people in the diaspora experience. So the goal of the Hanukkah Minute is to give you an opportunity to develop yourself as a Jew by observing the holiday of Hanukkah and by being mindful of the themes of Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah!